This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let us put our first voices on the air with, a degree of confidence that we are working over the corner, getting up over the hill, if you will, when it comes to all this. Friday, April the 3rd, reviewing what we've discussed this past week, lots of things, a lot of guest work by Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, to go over some of the hurdles. I have made an executive decision. Actually, the decision was made in part by Ken Kronhaus, and I'll tell you what it is in a few moments as to the discussion of the coronavirus and all related items. But first, I guess we ought to have an update. Maybe the ladies can share what they know, Victoria and Jennifer, the stimulus checks and the Small Business Administration taking applications as of today. What did they do, by the way, Jennifer, if I may ask, the engineer that tried to run the train? This guy must have been really stupid because he didn't realize you couldn't really run the train off the track to get at the ship. Did anybody get any deeper into him and his psychosis?
This was a train engineer who was in the
port. Oh, he was actually an engineer.
And he thought that the ship being there was like some message from the government, and I don't know. There's a lot going on with this guy. So he, at full speed, took a train car, basically, and tried to run it at the boat, the USNS Mercy, which is sitting in L.A. Harbor, and he derailed. But at the same time, this is people who are already teetering on the edge, this is not their time, obviously, because people are doing some really stupid things. But he didn't hurt anybody, but he was arrested. He said he was trying to raise awareness about the government plot against us.
Wow. Uh-huh. Now, the Mercy is like the sister ship to Comfort, right?
Yeah.
The one that's in New York? Okay.
It's pretty much identical, I think.
Yeah, they're both the same.
1,000 beds, 800 personnel, yeah.
Do they have people on that one yet? Because the Comfort has some people now. Yeah, okay. Well, let's hope no one in New York tries that to do something stupid, too.
There's no train tracks that are close.
Yeah, but people,
to the port of New York.
Yeah.
It could maybe run a
people are creative
trailer truck
when
across.
They're evil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. And FEMA is looking for 100,000 body bags. I guess that would make some sense under the circumstances, but why do they have to tell us that? Why do we have to be told half or three quarters? I'm going to short circuit what I said a few minutes ago. As of Monday, this will not be all coronavirus all the time. It just isn't.
I feel like we have done a good job that it's not. The last couple of days, I feel like
I think you're right. And
I mean,
think
we're aware of it.
In that direction.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I came to that conclusion. It was actually Dr. Ken who helped me come to that conclusion. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's been on the program pretty much every day. He co-hosts, or actually is the brains behind one of the hours on the Good Day Health program, a weekend show that's heard on many of these same stations, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. And the information that we came up with in our conversation as we put the program together this week was that I, in fact, had the coronavirus. He had been saying that. He hadn't been saying it to me, but he'd been thinking it. So we went through some of the things. Remember when I first got back from California, I think I said I didn't feel great. I didn't feel awful. But I had a runny nose, and I had a little diarrhea, and I had some of the signs. I didn't lose my taste. I didn't lose my smell. But there are other things that led him to believe. But he never said anything to me about it. And even though I may have thought it myself, neither of us shared that, and I wasn't going to share it with anybody else because I didn't think that I wanted to be the focus of the conversation. Oh, how does it feel? Because I didn't really have a full-blown case of it. According to Ken, my immune system is as strong as it is. I pretty much could fight off anything that was even as severe as this. And he attributed it to perhaps being exposed to something in one of the hotels that I encountered as I crossed the country. He didn't think I had it when I left Los Angeles, but he sure thought I had it when I got home. And I think, looking back on it, that next week was, I really did isolate myself. Maybe it was just the psychological aspect of thinking, well, just, I won't take a chance. But drinking lots of fluids, continuing to focus on my immune system, all those sorts of things brought me around and him around. And I think we just didn't want to talk about it until yesterday, when he really was focused in, frankly, not on me, but on the things that are now happening that will curb this. And certain things like the acceptance of the malaria treatment with a Z-Pak, things that are like that, that will put people who have it, who are in more serious condition, put them, not necessarily at ease, that's not the right word, but will take care of the problem, and therefore, as it shuts down, the contagious aspect of this will be on the wane. Are we through it now? No. Are we going to be through it quicker? I think it depends on what really happens with the people who are the so-called leaders of our country. The people who are listening to Fauci, and whether or not others who work with him and for him will push this through the FDA, or the FDA does a quick turn on it, or even what the attitude is in the last 24 hours, I'm not sure. What I am sure is that Dr. Ken Kronhaus has the credentials to understand what this is all about, A. B, I'm sorry, I'm talking about the disease. B, his office has been a petri dish for it. The people who come to him are the exact people. They're older. They have heart condition. They have pulmonary. They're weak.
Has he lost any patients yet to it?
Nope, he hasn't. No, He's had some run-ins. He's had some people who had to go to the hospital, for sure. But he's...
Well, he's in Florida, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's in Florida. And
that's
the
on the rise,
population of that area. Yeah, right. There still is a peak there. But anyway, the point is that he's somebody that I trust, and I think most of us here who know him trust him. He's not anybody who's on the fringe of anything. Some people think Jack Stockwell is. That's why I have them both on the Good Day Health program, because they represent two different sides of the medical coin, but they both have the same intention. Jack will tell you lots of zinc, echinacea, golden seal, vitamin C, and you can prepare and work on your immune system, and that's pretty much what I've done. So I'm not prescribing anything for anybody. I'm telling you what my experience is and has been, and what others who have listened, both and Ken and Jack, who don't always agree on a lot of things, think that Ken certainly thinks that vitamin C is very important, and zinc is becoming very important. So on those two things, we can all agree. It just is a matter of time, and whether the leadership that is here, medical leadership, whatever other leadership there is, gets off of its arse and makes sure that this sort of thing, the next challenge is what to do. Ken thinks as Fauci thinks. I think Ken's influenced a lot by what Fauci, he has great regard for Fauci. And he thinks that there could be, in the fall, a return of this. He thinks it will wane fairly quickly, but within a reasonable amount of time to avoid some of the things that have been predicted for the summertime. But
that would
places,
be nice because they,
well, but all bets
you know,
are off
when
in places
say
like New
August.
York. Well,
yeah.
But New,
yeah,
York,
New York,
it could be that that's what happens in places like New York, where there's so many people, even though, and people that are leaving don't know whether they have it or not. So they run out to the beach, or they go to their country home, or wherever they're going. They don't know whether they've got it.
And Long Island and the Jersey Shore, I think, are going to get hit very hard this summer because everyone's going to leave New York. Once it peaks in New York, no one stays in New York City in the summer. It's too hot. It's a ghost town. Everyone goes to the Hamptons or out on Long Island somewhere, and everyone comes down to the Jersey Shore unless they prevent people from, which I don't know how they would be able to legally do that, but unless they really try to keep people from leaving New York City, we're going to see a whole new cluster, I think, in Jersey and Long Island.
Responsibility quotient. A lot of people have not exercised it. We have a lot of spoiled, selfish people who are interested only in themselves. And so that is going to reflect in what happens over the next month, 2-3 months, et cetera, et cetera. But the kind of things that I'm, you know, the number one thing on the Talkers weekly story list is the stats and projections and things like that. In terms of stats, I think the personal stats are important, but why do we need to know that auto sales are down? Many of the things that you're getting from the news media, all they do is decay that already fragile sense of self that you have, and say, this is bad, that's bad. I'm just not going to do it. There's no point to it, in my opinion. So you want to get that
stuff? It's kind of a no-duh that auto sales are down, right?
Right? It's everything that gets reinforced, Jennifer, is duh. The Democrat National Convention being delayed. Duh. Of course they're going to be delayed. So is the Republican National Convention.
But the good news is that I think the difference with that story is that there's a date that they're delaying it to. So it's not just like we're shutting everything down, we're opening it back up. So they moved it from July to August.
August 17th in Milwaukee.
Right, yeah.
That's it. For those of you who can hardly wait for that to happen, there you go. I think one of the good stories today is that the FDA has relaxed guidelines for those of you who want to give blood. I certainly do, and I've been trying. I've tried four different ways, four different times, and four different places this week. And Ken has encouraged me to do it because he thinks that now that I'm through, I first of all would be tested, and then you see what the real story is. And if you're really beyond it, I will have developed, as has everybody else who's got beyond it, antibodies that can be used in platelet, PRP or something like that, something in the blood that they can use as an antidote for people who have it. They have serious cases of it, who are my blood type. I happen to be a type A plus, A positive, which is the most cancer.
You're more likely to get it.
I'm more likely to have gotten it. So anyway, it just seems to me that if we make it easier for people to give blood, and that's what the guidelines are suggesting now because of the challenges, reducing some of the limits that have been contested by civil libertarians. For example, sexually active gay and lesbians, bisexuals can now donate.
No, it's just for men. It's not
months.
Women.
Oh, really?
This is the dumbest thing. I have a lot of gay friends who want to give blood who are perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
It's total discrimination.
This is politics.
It's discrimination that's literally left over from the AIDS epidemic. That's what this is from. This is left over from 30 years ago.
Yep.
And they don't say that straight guys who, you know, can go out and bang anything they want, they don't have any discrimination against them. But even a monogamous gay couple.
The interesting thing is that that's how the AIDS virus spread.
Well, but a monogamous gay couple doesn't even qualify.
Right. No.
It's so stupid, and a lot of people have
tried
to change
it. Yeah, exactly. So now the good thing is that everybody who's in that category can give blood.
Actually, they can't. Here's the thing. This is still stupid. In the past, if you are sexually active or not sexually active for 1 year, like, hello, who is not sexually active for an entire year? But if you are, then you could qualify if you were a gay man to donate blood. Now they've said if you're not sexually active for 3 months, then you can give blood. It's still complete discrimination.
How are you
going to
prove whether it's three months, a year, or whatever? You can't prove it anyhow.
And it also doesn't matter. None of this matters. If they do an HIV test on every single blood sample, so it doesn't matter. If someone had it, then fine, then you don't use that blood. It's
so
just
now,
it's total discrimination.
The almost any healthy person can give blood. Donation centers are calling for donations to help replenish their supplies. That's going to be the challenge, getting an appointment and getting in to give the blood. Now, one of the things we have talked about a lot this week has been your pathway to health, fitness, according to Ken, and long-term weight loss success is one of the ways you're going to keep yourself from getting this. That was the other thing he said with me, that I was fit, I don't abuse myself, that sort of thing, other than have a little ice cream, and I didn't have that. I haven't had a lot of ice cream the last month or two.
Sugar's getting bad for the immune system.
Ice cream is bad.
Well, sugar in general, yeah.
Yeah, sugar is, yeah. So this is the time to march your way into your bathroom, look at yourself, take stock of who you are and what you look like and how healthy you are, and then go to toploss.com. Pretty simple, straightforward. They have capsules that you can take every night before you go to bed that are stimulant-free and drug-free. And all you have to do is go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, save 50% on all the purchases over three bottles, and get free shipping. DJV is the code. Lose the weight from the folks, the advice at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Three, almost 24 past the hour. Music in this hour of the DJV program. Dolly, Lionel Richie, Jason Isbell are going to sing for Kenny Rogers in a new CMT tribute, because CMT, remembering the life of Kenny Rogers, his music, is going to be a new concert special. CMT Giants, Kenny Rogers, a benefit for Music Cares, will air next Wednesday. Features at-home performances by Rogers' collaborators like Dolly and Lionel Richie, along with a mix of country artists like Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires, Vince Gill, Lady Antebellum. The tribute doubles as a fundraiser for the Music Cares COVID Relief Fund, which is a pretty new initiative helping musicians and those in the industry affected by the epidemic. Now, viewers are going to be able to make donations. There'll be a website, obviously. You'll be able to text in if you want. Half the money raised will directly benefit members of the Nashville music community. Other artists on tap perform: Michael McDonald, Jennifer Nettles, Randy Houser, Rascal Flatts, Gavin DeGraw. CMT Giants' Kenny Rogers also features interviews and clips of Rogers. Islands in the Stream, the song that Rogers and Parton did in 1983, topped the list of CMT's 100 Greatest Duets. CMT's virtual special is the latest at-home concert event to spring up during the situation. The Academy of Country Music is airing ACM Presents Our Country this Sunday night, 2-hour CBS special featuring a lot of country stars performing sort of stripped-down versions of their hits from the safety of their homes, much like you saw with Garth and Trisha the other night in that show and some of the other things that have been performing. Axis Television, the home of Dan Rather's interviews, aired the other night the interview that Dan did with Kenny Rogers when he was 76, which was 5 years ago. And I watched most of it, and one of the things I came away with, I had sort of a tear in my eye, as he was talking about his younger children. His wife was half his age, and they decided to have children, even though they talked about, and this is what he said, whether he would make it or not, to see them grow up, graduate from high school and college and things like that, which he will not be able to do because they're both in high school. So I thought that was pretty sad, but kind of a reality check for people who do who are older that do get married to younger women and have children. That's one of the realities you got to face. But it was on his mind, obviously, and he talked about it. So it was a frank interview. You get a chance to see it. I'm sure you can find it, download it. It's quite a good interview. Next up here is Mavis Staples. Boy, what a fabulous career she is still having, actually. She shared a new collaboration with Jeff Tweedy, quote, all in it together, with proceeds from the track going to charity. The song is called, I think that's what we're listening to, right? Crank this up a little. Co-written, produced by Mr. Tweedy, who plays guitar, sings background vocals on this track. It's unclear when the song was actually recorded, but the message seems to align with the situation with the virus and the practice of self-isolation. The song speaks to what we're going through right now. Everybody is in this together, whether you like it or not. That's Mavis Staples saying that. She says, doesn't matter how much money you have, what race or sex you are, where you live, it can still touch you. It's hit so many people in our country and around the world in such a horrible way. I just hope this song can bring a bit of light to all the darkness. We'll get through this. We're going to have to do it together. If the song is able to bring any happiness or relief to anybody out there, even in the smallest way, I wanted to make sure that I helped to do that. According to the info on this, the proceeds from the release of the track, available to purchase at Bandcamp, will benefit My Block, My Hood, My City, which is a Chicago nonprofit organization helping seniors get access to the essentials needed to fight the disease. Staples and the Wilco frontman previously teamed up on her 2017 album, If All I Was Black. Pretty much straightforward. This sounds like the old Mavis. So, another song for the times from Mavis Staples here. DJV time is 28 past the hour. I've got
perspective. Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To get things done, I need to find time mostly to get all the things done that I need to. But for most of the rest of the world, it seems that in a way it's falling apart, and I can understand that, especially if you have somebody who's got it, you're worried about it, you're not sure what there is there that you can hold on to. And sometimes you've seen in some of the bigger cities where divorces seem to be on the rise because relationships are crumbling in this close physical environment. But then there are other people that I've talked to, my friends across the street, who always are checking on me, wondering if I'm okay. And I really respect and love that. They have, they're doing very well, the two of them together. They like each other, and the walls that may have been there before, they've been together for 20 years, but a lot of the walls have fallen down, I think. Parents teaching children, learning more about their children, learning more about each other. We're exposed now. We're vulnerable now. And these are the times that we certainly will remember. I mean, who's going to forget this? Nobody's going to forget this. But we're,
people would like to, I think.
I know. Yeah, for sure. But
a lot of people are talking about if there's going to be a quarantine baby boom, but I don't think so.
With the
economy crashing the way that it has, I don't think that this is a time.
Well,
and I've seen a lot of people talking about it on social media, like couples who maybe, you know, were thinking about having a baby soon, and then now it's like, nope, that's off the table.
Mm-hmm. I think also you have to think about the logistics of it. I worry for my friends right now who are pregnant because you have to go to a doctor's office.
Yeah.
You have to think about a hospital. We had a call to my local show the other day, and it was this guy who was expecting his first baby with his wife, and she was, I think, just a couple weeks away from being due. And he said they're meeting with the doctor today, actually, because they wanted to see if he's going to even be allowed to go into the hospital with her, into the delivery room, and what that was going to look like. Because at this point, there are some places that are not letting dads into the delivery
room. They changed that in New York, because they did do it for, like, I think only 2 days or something, and then Governor Cuomo said, all right, a lot of women were just very vocal, saying no woman should have to be alone. And so they said now in New York, if you are not sick, then you're allowed to have one person, significant other, mother, whatever, whoever you want, you're allowed to have one person with you. I can't even imagine how awful that would be to not allow your
spouse.
Especially
for your first baby, and you don't know what to expect. Oh, my goodness.
All right, so let's have a little bit of fun. I don't know whether you'll post this, Kara, or not, whether you've seen it or not. There's a video that was shot in the hospital. I thought this almost looked like an episode of one of the hospital shows with doctors and nurses dancing. This was posted on TikTok. Janet Jackson saw Dr. Jason Campbell, who is anesthesiologist in Oregon. He's been working 24-hour shifts, and so to blow off steam, he apparently likes hip-hop and R&B. He likes to sing and dance, so he started dancing at work while talking to patients before surgery.
God bless him if he has the energy, because I don't think doctors and nurses in New York have the energy for TikTok, but
no.
I guess Oregon's not as bad yet.
He apparently joined TikTok a month or so ago to gain a wider audience for his newspaper medical op-eds. And this is something that has to do with connecting with children, apparently. He elaborated a lot on Instagram. Said somebody asked me why TikTok, why the dancing videos. He said, in 20 years, I want to see more women in surgery, more black men in surgery, and I want to meet some of the younger generation now that's thinking about becoming a doctor and see what could go on if all were well. So anyway, I thought that was kind of a cute add-on. If you can find it, I'm sure you can find it. Just if all you have to do is probably go to Google Jason Campbell, Dr. Jason Campbell, and you'll find him and his staff dancing around in the hospital. Speaking of hospitals, the Mayo Clinic has some good news for all of us. They say the antibody tests are going to be ready soon. Researchers say a test that shows whether a person previously infected with this disease has recovered and is unable to contract or spread the virus, that's what the sort of test that I would take. The local Minnesota news media said researchers with the University of Minnesota and the Mayo Clinic are close to unveiling this antibody test. Antibodies are the proteins produced by the body that act as a defense. When we're talking about our immune system, that's what we're talking about. So the director of the Mayo Clinic lab conducting the tests was on a public radio interview, said that unlike swab tests that determine if a person is infected or not, that's all it does, the antibody tests detect a person's immune response to the virus. And that's what gets, if you got a good, strong response to it, that's why it would help others. So with that information, it opens up the door to providing a treatment option for the people who are sick while the vaccines are still being developed. The idea that this plasma contains antibodies could be taken from a recovered person placed inside a sick person. That's what I was just talking about a few minutes ago. What Ken said is going to happen, and it looks like because of the work of the Mayo Clinic, it happens sooner rather than later, which is good because we all want to help. I certainly do. I want to, if I've done something's happened in my body and I can use that to help other people, I want to be the first person in line to do that. And they'll tell you whether you can or you can't by doing this test. So that's something that will be very productive. You ladies were talking about the strange kind of reality when it comes to getting the money from the government and how confusing some of the systems are, and maybe that'll be something good that comes out of this, a correcting of a lot of the systems that are archaic and keep people from getting things that they are entitled to from the government in a faster way. And I guess it does, what does it depend, Victoria, on where you live, as there are literally the states in some circuit. That's what's confusing about this.
Yeah, it is confusing. No. I know. I guess this is going to be funneled through the states. And so direct deposit is if you normally get a refund or pay your tax bill every year through direct deposit.
Electronic, right.
If you direct deposit,
file electronically and it has a direct deposit, that's how I do it. Most of you guys all do it that way?
Yeah, direct deposit. So that's going to be the fastest way that you'll see the money. That could even be, you know, mid-April. Steve Mnuchin said that checks would go out on the 6th, or that the money would start going out on the 6th. So that's good news for people with direct deposit. It's not such great news if you normally get a check, because depending on how your state handles this, it could be, some of the Democrats have warned that this could be 5 months before people receive a check. Steve Mnuchin said somewhere in the middle is probably, he said, a matter of weeks, not months, but who knows how long it's going to take. They're going to set up a web portal so that your information, you can go in and correct your information, so your address is correct. And if you have changed your banking information, that portal will also be useful, because you'll be able to go on there and enter in your correct new bank account if you're not using the same bank account that you have been using in the last few years. And also the IRS says if you haven't filed your 2018 taxes yet, if some people have deferred it, then now is the time to file as soon as possible, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get this check. They won't go back to 2017, so you have to have 2018 taxes filed. So that's something that I think came out of
2018 taxes, yeah.
2018. They're not, yeah, so if
not
you don't
2019.
Have 2019. Right. So I haven't filed 2019 yet. Those dates have been pushed to July 15th. So they're going to base everything on our 2018 returns. Now, some people, like I said, have not filed for 2018 yet. So if you haven't, then you're not going to get the money until you do that. Yeah, you have to do that right away.
Yep. Yep. Do that now. And those who are on, if I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, those of us who are on, who get benefits when you're post 60. I started mine when I was 69.
Your Social Security benefits are not impacted by this.
No, I'm not saying
the
that.
Same. And you get your checks automatically. You'll probably be one
of
the first.
Is that we'll get it with our, it comes the second Wednesday of the month, and I believe that this extra money will come with that.
You'll actually be one of the first ones to get it. We were just talking about this off the air. I'm not sure why one of the sticking points for Nancy Pelosi was that the states were the ones to distribute this money to people. And one of the things that Trump said in one of his briefings is that a lot of the state systems are antiquated and that this is going to slow down the flow of money to people as opposed to just having the federal government do it. So it's going to be interesting to see why that is. It would be seen as a political gain if it's coming from the federal government as opposed to the state. I don't know, but weird.
Well, that's interesting, because a lot of people thought that this was the first day that the announcements were made about all the payments. People said, yeah, it's Trump trying to buy the election because he'll be associated with it.
If you listened to him yesterday, somebody was like, well, are you
He's pretty
looking
sober.
At your... Yeah, are you He's looking at your polling? Sober. He said, I don't have time to look at my polling. And I actually believe that. I mean, maybe it's because I like
There's
him
a
and
lot
I'm
more
predisposed to believe
face,
him.
Well, I'm not his biggest fan by any stretch of the imagination. But I think there are some things that have been done here. I think, I don't know if courageous, Ben Carson called his response courageous. I don't know if that's the word I'd use, but I think it's been
that
pretty
was a delay.
Deliberate.
We're courageous.
There are two sides to this.
There's the butt kissing that goes on
stuff.
That's like insane.
That's the old stuff, Victoria. That's the old stuff. And it doesn't, in my estimation, everybody's got their axe to grind, and it doesn't get us any further ahead. That's why I just want to kind of go into the next beyond here. That stuff, leadership decisions can be made by people at the polls. In the meantime, whatever response we're doing, whatever can be done to help people, that ought to be our focus.
I really believe that Cuomo and Newsom and Trump are really actually trying to help people. And is everybody's response perfect? No. I mean, you can take apart New York for not responding fast enough. You can take apart the federal government for not responding fast enough.
I don't know how much faster New York could have responded, though. Well, I mean, I had friends who were automatically in an isolation.
The criticism, if you look at the footage, is that they were telling people to go out and buy things just to, you know. So there's a lot of criticism that's out there, especially with Bill de Blasio, some with Cuomo. But the truth is, everybody's doing the best that they can. I don't think anybody could have anticipated what this looks like right now.
No,
and
I didn't.
I
didn't.
Yeah.
I said the same thing. This is not a big deal. So look at all the people dying of the flu, and we're talking about
there's gotcha footage on everybody. I mean, I've seen the gotcha footage on both sides of the aisle, and the truth is nobody could anticipate what was going to happen and what would be necessary.
So let's look for that rainbow in the sky. Today is National Find a Rainbow Day. Rainbows, I saw a number of them as I was coming across the country a couple of weeks ago. It's beautiful. I hadn't seen them for a couple of years. I remember seeing one in August of 2017. I remember seeing some beautiful, beautiful rainbows caused by the reflection or refraction, if you will, the dispersion of light in moisture and water, resulting in this visual spectrum of light appearing in the sky. Multicolored arc that we think is so fabulous, you know, the pot at the end of the rainbow, etc. They always appear on the side of the sky directly opposite the sun, which is something I'd forgotten about since I remember talking about this and learning about it, what caused it in high school, and now this is it. An optical illusion viewed from a certain angle to this light source, meaning the closer you try to get, the further away it goes, which is very interesting. In 1979, Paul Williams and Kenneth Asher wrote the iconic Rainbow Connection, performed by Kermit the Frog. Remember? In the Muppet movie?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's
that song makes me cry every time.
Oh, my God, doesn't it? Me too. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, Kara, bring that up for a second. But, bring us there. Yep, here it is.
Rainbow Connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and
yeah, one of the, I think it was like Amazon Dot or Echo, or like one of those smart speakers had a commercial where Kermit and the other Muppets were singing this song around Christmas, and I definitely started tearing up when I saw it, because it was about him not being with all of them, and I was like, oh, God, why is this so cute?
Mm-hmm.
And then Willie Nelson singing this.
Oh, yeah.
If I can't remember whatever music show that was, but yeah, I definitely cried at that one.
All right, so we better get away from the tears. I got a few. HBO Television News. HBO has made some programming available free, Jennifer. HBO Max, HBO, I guess the regular streaming service, seeking to ease the act of social distancing by making 500 hours of programming available free under the heading of hashtag Stay Home Box Office. It starts today, includes free streaming of The Sopranos, The Wire. I don't know, but I never was a big fan of Sopranos, but The Wire, I thought was quite well done, frankly. Anyway, all that stuff is there, and you can get the info, I'm sure, at HBO. So, all right, we haven't got time for the big show tonight. CBS is new. That's probably it. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program. Thank you, everybody.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policy started just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you? And...
Yep, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five items this week as deemed by Victoria Keelan, who's our conventional tech wizard or expert or certainly researcher. Top five items from the world of technology that most of us can identify with. This isn't how to build a computer stuff. This is how to use the stuff, the technology that's around. And I see that Instagram, number five, and how they're helping local restaurants is a great focus to begin with, Victoria.
Yep, Instagram's co-founder, Mike Krieger, he's working on a new project. It's called Save Our Faves, and it's a website that gives the Bay Area a one-stop shopping platform where they can purchase gift cards to give a boost to the restaurants that are local, who are, we know restaurants are struggling really badly right now during this crisis. And he said, your favorite Bay Area restaurant might close forever. Help save it. It's a seemingly small gesture, but it means that the business gets income today to stay afloat through the crisis. So hundreds of restaurants are now listed on SaveOurFaves.org, and more are being added every day. It's arranged geographically by that region. I also think that once this gets up and rolling in the next few weeks, I think we're going to see Mike Krieger roll Save Our Faves out into different parts of the country. This, obviously, nationally, we all have our favorite local mom-and-pop restaurants, and they really, really need our help. And so on Save Our Faves, you can go on. It's basically a business directory, and you can buy a gift card for any amount from $5 up to $500, and you can keep it for yourself or you can give it as a gift, but it certainly helps put some cash into the bank accounts of these restaurants who still have to pay rent and loan repayments and insurance and supplies and things like that. So it's a great thing that he started.
Number four is an app that lets you send pizza to people who are helping on the front lines.
Yep, this is another great story that came out this week. The pizza delivery app is called Slice, and they've partnered to in this new group called Pizza Versus Pandemic. It allows citizens to feed the frontline workers who are putting themselves at risk every day. Doctors, nurses, health administrators, everyone working in the hospitals. And so essentially 2,700 pizza places are now signed up across the country. And so you can go on to the, if you have a local medical facility that you want to send pizza to, you can, or if you just want to make a donation, then Slice will use that money and goes into a fund, and then they will send pizzas out to hospitals. So in New York right now, it's been great because not only does it help the frontline workers, but it also helps pizzerias stay in business. And they've been sending 20 to 50 pizzas at a time in New York to different hospitals. So yeah, it's really great. And so that's on the Slice app. And if you go on there, you can find Pizza Versus Pandemic.
Number three on our list of the top five tech stories has to do with the Real ID, which is supposed to take place. Everybody's supposed to have it by the 1st of October. That's been changed, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week, obviously, you know, as President Trump said, no one wants everybody running to the DMV right now to try to, or even in the next few months.
The DMV's open?
Not right now, no. But when they do open up, you know, they don't want this to be a mad dash to the DMV with large crowds of people. So the Real ID deadline is now has been pushed back by 1 year. So October 1st of 2021 is when you will need a Real ID to fly. And so that's domestic. Obviously, internationally, you still need your passport. If you fly domestic and you don't have a Real ID, then you're going to also need your passport for that, because this is a next level of identification and security. And this actually stems from the 9/11 Commission. That's how long it's taken to 20 years it's taken to get the Real ID going.
But hopefully, it won't take that long to get your checks from the government.
Yeah.
They roll this stuff out. Number two, the government using mobile ad location data to study the virus. This looks interesting.
Yeah. Kind of taking a page from some other countries, less invasively, though. The U.S. government is now using cell phone location data from the mobile ad industry to figure out where the clusters of coronavirus are. Essentially, what they did already, they discovered large numbers of people gathering in New York City in a park. They notified local officials. Cops show up. They bust up the group. And so that's kind of the way that we're going to be going. And I think that we'll see more of this focused data recovery as we move forward with this.
Number one this week, Girl Scout cookies!
This is the best news of the week. We have to end on a high note. For the first time in the history of the organization, Girl Scout cookies are available for sale online. So all you need to do, I bought my fair share. All you need to do is go to the Girl Scout cookies, girlscouts.org, and then you can order your cookies right from there. So that's the best news of the week by far.
That is. Those are the top five tech stories applying to all of us here. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeman at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.